Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Since their introduction, if memory serves me, March 2015, tax-free savings accounts have become a real cornerstone for South Africans aiming to build wealth without the burden of taxes on returns. Of course, all of that makes perfect sense. Now, over the past decade or so, data from Standard Bank indicates a significant uptick in both the adoption and the total value invested in these tax-free accounts. I want to delve a little deeper into this growth, its implications, and the future. I'm joined by Topi Mhloli, Head of Savings and Investments at Standard. Topi, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. Maybe let's go back to 2015. I think I've got the date right. What were the primary objectives behind the launch of these tax-free accounts?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jeremy. It's good to be here. So the primary objectives of, you know, the introduction of the tax-free savings accounts by the South African government was to encourage a higher savings, a higher national savings rate, and promote financial resilience among citizens. So by offering the tax-free growth of on savings, the government aimed to incentivize individuals to save more, thereby improving their financial security and reducing their dependence, the dependency on credit or debt. Mm.
So that made perfect sense. Was this taken up mostly by a younger demographic?
Not really. It was actually taken up predominantly by your senior citizens and also those that are, you know, earning more than 20,000. And this is actually a concern because remember, it is made for everyone. So the tax-free savings accounts are made for everyone. So all, you know, individuals across the different income levels should be able to take it up. But what we saw in terms of our stats was that mainly it was senior citizens that were actually taking up their products.
And I'm assuming as things economically have got a lot tighter for South Africans, again, right across that age demographic, we're looking everywhere to see where we can save a buck or two. And so I'm assuming the take-up then of tax-free saving accounts is perhaps even increasing exponentially.
Definitely. So since the adoption, we have seen a compound annual growth rate of over 40% since the inception. You are right, Jeremy, it was in 2025. And I think through the engagements, you know, continuous engagements, you know, between the banks, financial institutions and government, you know, continuous education on this, we are definitely seeing it increase. There was a slight dip in 2018, 2019, but we've seen a revival or an increase again in 2024. And I think this is at the back of the conversations around the two-pot systems.
Let's just look at some numbers if we can, and correct me if I've got these wrong, but there's an annual contribution limit. I think it's 36,000 Rand. There's also a lifetime cap of R500,000. So are there any specific, maybe new strategies that you would recommend for individuals aiming to maximize their tax-free benefits?
Yes, you are correct. The annual contribution limit is 36,000 per tax year. And the lifetime limit is 500,000. So in order for our individuals or clients to maximize benefits here, it's very important that they actually strategically contribute and, you know, look at their periods, you know, contributing towards the end of the tax year, like, for example, in Feb, as we are currently in the last week of the, you know, the tax year, to ensure that they fully utilize that, those annual contribution limits. It's also important, Jeremy, that they actually stick to this, to these limits, because they have been imposed by the South African Revenue Services, and there are penalties, you know, included if customers do not stick to them. It's also important that, you know, they actually save for the long term, for the long run, you know, looking at your retirement planning or, you know, funding for a child's education so that you are able to take advantage of that tax-free growth and that you are also able to take advantage of that compounding effect and that your money, you know, grows over time enhancing your financial situation as a client.
Toppi, you've spoken about the seasonality. In other words, end of the tax year come February. Also, I guess there would be slower periods in November and in December. You've also mentioned about sticking to the limit. Are there other mistakes that investors need to be aware of and that they need to avoid to fully capitalize on the benefits?
Definitely. So I think the biggest one that we have seen is over contributions. And maybe, Jeremy, let me also talk about the annual limit is actually for you as an individual, not for the bank. Meaning if you've got a tax-free savings account with a Standard Bank and you've got a tax-free savings account with another financial institution, the 36,000 is the limit for the individual. So if you are looking to move banks from one bank to Standard Bank, as an example, you need to make sure that you do what we call a tax-free transfer. You do not open another account and then contribute again, because when it comes to South African Revenue Services, that will be seen as two transactions, and therefore will then be, it will then constitute an over contribution. So such mistakes, and I think the timing, Jeremy, is very, very important, that when you have contributed at the beginning of the financial, of the tax year, which is 1 March, ensure that you do not contribute until the next one, which is 1 March. So you would see customers at times contributing on the 28th, hoping that it will be for the new tax year. Yet it will still be recorded as, for the previous year. So those are some mistakes that we are picking up, and we always try and engage and educate our customers there.
Let me ask you a last question. Given the poor savings culture in South Africa, and I think there's common agreement on that, how do you foresee the role of tax-free savings accounts evolving in South Africa to promote a better culture? For instance, might there be a move on contribution limits or the lifetime cap?
Definitely. So, every year when there's a budget conversation, we always anticipate, changes or updates in terms of the limit from the Minister of Finance. So we do, hope that the limits get reviewed as well. But I think the purpose in which that the tax-free savings accounts were formed, for is definitely there, and it's communicated. But I don't think we are there as yet. I don't think it has covered or it has reached that customer in the rural areas somewhere. So I think the future is definitely there, but we need to partner as financial institutions with government to ensure that we can be able to, number one, update the limits, because I think the last time the limits were updated was over 5 years ago. So it's important that we look at the updating of the limits, but also continuous, education and, letting customers know that this is actually for everyone, including the lower end. And lastly, Jeremy, I think it's important that I also note that these individual contributions are actually for the entire family. So meaning that you, as the father, you could have your own limit. As your mother, you have your own limit, and for the children. So it's a nice way to also start saving for the children. But we need to be mindful of the lifetime limit, because the very same child that you would have opened a tax-free savings account for when they are five would, that limit would then, the lifetime limit would then apply, provided that, of course, it doesn't change. But we hope that, we continue to enhance on this product and use it as a vehicle and a tool to be able to improve our situation as the country.
And just a reminder again that current lifetime cap is R500,000. Toppi Mhloli, thank you very much indeed. Head of Savings and Investments at Standard, appreciate you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.